Eric Hansen, Fighting Irish Football Insider for the South Bend Tribune. I'm Darren Pritchett. We're right behind home plate in our home press box location, and we're joined by South Bend Cub catcher Tyler Payne from the state of West Virginia. I'll let you hold this. There you go. But I've been pronouncing it wrong all this time. I guess I shouldn't take things for granted. It looks like hurricane, but it is pronounced
hurricane.
Hurricane.
I'm going to rock you like a hurricane.
I think it's just a common thing. You know, that's how I've always pronounced it, and everyone from around there has always said hurricane. It might be part of the accent. Maybe not. I'm not sure.
Okay. That could be. That could be. See, I'm from Central. No, I don't have that big slang, so I'll work on that for the next broadcast. But from what I understand, your high school has produced some pretty good baseball players through the years.
Yeah. Through the about the last 10 to 15 years, we've had a lot of guys get an opportunity to play professional baseball and collegiately as well.
So name drop a little bit? And the name of the high school?
It's Hurricane High School.
Okay.
And some of the names, Alex Wilson, he was drafted by the Red Sox. He is with the Detroit Tigers Big League Club now. Another guy, Eric Sekula, he was drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays, along with my good friend Brett Barber. I think he was in 2013.
Okay.
And then Trey Dawson. He went to LSU, Chipola,
wow,
and University of Kentucky, but he was drafted in the 31st round by the Dodgers. I'm sorry, the Tigers as well, and then Aaron Perry by the Red Sox. So, yeah,
wow,
over the years, we've had a lot of guys.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking over your stats, and I actually read a story that our former columnist Al Lesser did last week, and at the time you were struggling. It doesn't look like you're struggling at the plate this year. What's going right for you at the plate this year?
I was really just grinding out at bats. That was kind of my objective going into the year, more so of, you know, playing the game pitch to pitch versus game to game, because then you can really slow it down and you allow yourself to make an adjustment pitch to pitch versus, you know, maybe making a mistake in your first at bat and then making the adjustment in the second at bat. Now it's more so, okay, let's make the adjustment right here, this pitch right now.
Tyler Payne joining us, currently on the disabled list, but hitting 280. With a .321 on base percentage. Now, the stats lie a little. It says no home runs, but Eric, I can tell you he hit one in this ballpark earlier this year, and he hit it off kind of the railing above the party patio sign in right field, and unfortunately the umpiring crew didn't see it that way. It was not a ground rule double. They just called it a double. So the replays show that it was a home run. So he actually does have a home run, and the crew we have here this week are the ones that missed that. And last night, Johnny Bethencourt got hit on the forearm by a pitch. I think you saw it.
Yeah.
And they called it a foul ball, and the bat was not even within a foot of his arm. So Tyler has a home run, I can tell you that. But
well, they had an excuse last night because there were dogs here.
They were distracted.
By the puppies. They had no excuse for,
well,
Tyler's home run.
Well, I think the dogs could have displayed what we thought of the call, too, mm-hmm, you know, last night. But Johnny had a big old bruise, but that's the way it goes. So I'm looking at the stats here. 5'11", 210. You're a catcher. Have you always been a catcher? What age did you start, and was it your choice?
I think I was the only one that could catch the ball as a young kid growing up, like in Little League, and I wasn't afraid of the ball, so that kind of put me back there. But I was primarily a third baseman, and I pitched.
No kidding.
So whenever I got to high school, catching was pretty much my sole position, and throughout college, I never did anything but catch.
I'm curious, just speaking of catching, because I know Yadier Molina took a
bad
foul ball. I don't know if you saw that from Jordan Hicks. And Jordan, wasn't he in the Midwest League last year?
He was with Peoria.
I mean, what's the fastest guy that you've ever caught? And is it different? Do you have to have a different approach when you catch somebody that's throwing triple digits?
You've got to be ready for the baseball at all times. I mean, regardless if the guy's throwing, you know, 88 or, you know, 108, I guess. I've never caught someone throwing quite that hard, but Dylan Cease last year was probably the firmest I'd caught.
Well,
but yeah, just being ready is the main object.
I mean, since you brought up Yadi, what's a catcher's perspective on taking a foul ball in a very sensitive spot? And I don't think he had a cup on, which I can't believe, first off.
I think he did.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, I would never go back there without one.
Just the contact with his body, it just didn't seem like it hit anything solid, if I can put that as nicely as possible. But, I mean, have you ever, you know, I think it was it Tyler Alamo? couple of years ago. I think he had his cup shattered by a foul ball here.
Well, last year, Albert Moneo, too. He got
That's
hit
right.
and had to come out of the game. But, yeah, I've been hit there a few times. You can't prepare yourself for it. It's a pretty unexplainable feeling.
Okay, we'll move on from that
subject.
I've seen a couple of articles where you referred to as Teddy, and I also saw that you play the guitar. Do you still play the guitar?
Actually, yes. I messed up. I should call him Teddy because that's what he goes by now.
Do you go by Teddy?
Pretty much. That's okay. What everybody
well,
in the clubhouse calls
me. We're going to call you Teddy from this point forward.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, but do you play guitar and you play it on road, you know, like in the bus or anything?
I usually keep it at our house here in South Bend.
Okay.
But yeah, I play electric guitar, acoustic. I've done it for about 14 years.
Wow.
It's probably my favorite hobby. My roommates might get sick of it, but it's
Can you write songs and stuff?
Yeah.
Can you write like a ballad of
Bridget? I guess I could try.
Yeah, that'd be entertaining. That'd be extremely entertaining. I remember a couple years ago, Trevor Clifton and somebody else bought a guitar, tried to learn, and gave up after like a week.
Mm-hmm.
Just not easy. Not easy at all. You know, I think the interesting thing, Teddy, I've just always called him Tyler. I got to get back into calling him Teddy again. But when I started doing this 4 years ago, the one thing I was really curious about being around professional baseball players is what the balance was going to be between you are here on a mission to move up the ladder and reach your goals, but also there's a team concept to this whole thing. And I feel like this year, your guys' bunch is a pretty close bunch. Last year's team wasn't. I didn't think as close as this year's team. I guess my question is, I know you're here for yourself and you want to do great things, but how much of is it trying to win and having that team concept?
I think every day you go in with the mindset that you want to win and you want to help your team regardless of the statistics. There's a lot of things that don't show up, and you guys know just as well as I.
Yeah.
Maybe it may be moving a base runner over to third base to give the guy behind you a chance to knock him in, to put you up 1-0 in the fifth.
Yeah.
And then give that guy coming in relief a little bit of comfort. Okay, we have a one-run lead. I don't have to be quite as precise here. I've got some room to work with. So that's my object going into the game. You know, I'm trying to do whatever I can do to help the team win. And if it so happens to be that the stats show up, then that's part of the game.
Yep.
If they don't, that's also part of the game.
Torrey Hunter Jr. is playing against you guys tonight. Now, he wasn't a high draft choice. He was actually a football player here at Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering, when guys like that kind of are opponents, do you – you know, and Guerrero's kid and
Bichette last year.
I mean, do you have an awareness of that, or is it just another guy and just another game?
It would be a lie to say that you didn't know that they were there. I mean, whenever they come up to the plate, it's a little bit different. You know, but you still approach it the same way. You know who the guy is. Okay, this guy could possibly hurt us with one swing of the bat. And you have to be aware of that. There's those kind of guys in every kind of lineup. So,
and are you chatty? Are you one of those chatty catchers?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And do you try to get in their head, or are you just friendly?
I'm just friendly.
Okay.
You know?
How many respond?
Most.
Really?
Do. Yeah. I usually make a comment about their cleats or their bat or like, hey, nice batting gloves, you know. Just something to keep it fun and interesting and keep the smiles going. Because I love to smile, and if you ever see me out on the field, I've got a smile on my face. So.
Have you perfected the art of a pitch that was called wrong and be able to talk to the umpire without turning your head?
Absolutely. That's one thing that we really try to do is, you know, we want to be able to communicate with the umpires in the correct manner. There's a right way to go about it, and there's also a wrong way to go about it. So it's just knowing where that line is. And some guys, you can go further than others, but you have to be aware of that.
I mean, I gave the umpires a pretty hard time last night about the Bethancourt thing because it was obvious what happened, and they got together and they didn't get it right. I mean, the base umpire was behind the mound. I don't know how.
Can they look at the Jumbotron?
No, okay. Unfortunately. I wish. Well, I don't want to get into replays quite yet, but, you know, they do have a tough job because they're learning and they're put in the most difficult position by having just two umpires. And here's what I want to ask you, because I've always felt like you have the perspective as the catcher, the same perspective as the home plate umpire. I have no idea on baseballs that are ripped hard on the ground on the first and third baseline how they can get into position to call that. Because they got to take the mask off, They have to look around you. Sometimes the batters get in the way. And I just think they're put in a really, really difficult position. Am I being fair in that, that it's almost impossible sometimes to see that and get it right?
I would agree that it's a very difficult position to get into, but they're more so right than they are wrong. And they're human, too.
That's right.
What I always tell them. You know, if they maybe miss a call on me or something, I'll go and say, hey, man, I don't think that's there. And he may say, okay, or I do have it there, and then I adjust.
Okay.
All right, Teddy. You're 20. See, I'm getting it right. You're 25. You're at single A, and haven't been above that level, right, at this point. What's kind of your thought process when you kind of look? Are you looking to see who's above you? Is it Myrtle Beach still?
Yeah.
The next level? And that kind of thing. I mean, do you kind of see where you are in the organizational depth chart, or do you not take that big picture view and just kind of focus on what's going on today?
No, I kind of go into every day just thinking that I have to play my game. And if I play my game the way that I know I can play, then good things will happen. But I can't worry about things out of my control.
Yep, very well said. So what was draft day like for you? How did you find out? What was that day like?
It was really nerve-wracking. I was, you know, thinking about the real world and, you know, having to get a real job. What am I going to do? And the Cubs, actually, Daniel Cart called me, and he said, hey, we're going to take you in the 30th round. And I actually know Daniel. He went to my high school, and he was drafted out of there, and I did not miss that either.
That's right.
He was a I always, you know, admired him growing up, but he called me, and he said, hey, we're going to take you in the 30th round. My friend and I were actually on the golf course, and I just looked at him, and, you know, we hugged and everything, and then I got the call, and it was pretty much just phone calls from then on. But it was a pretty awesome day.
I can only imagine.
Now, you have, like, a chemistry degree to fall back on at some point. I mean, whenever baseball ends, whether it's 10 years from now or whatever. And I thought you maybe were thinking about coaching at one point.
Right.
Yeah. Where do you think that's going to go, or does it kind of depend on how long you play?
Well, I'm going to play pretty much until they tell me I can't anymore.
Okay.
And whenever that, you know, situation comes about, then I'll make that decision. But right now it's all about playing the game.
Cool.
All right, so why don't you give us a scouting report on tonight's starting pitcher, Eric Olman.
Eric Olman.
Without giving up too much information for the opposition.
Are they listening to
the
show?
They could be. Okay. I'll put the pod down so in their room they can't hear, because they can hear if I keep that pod up. So now we're secretive.
Okay.
Eric is an ultra competitor. He's got good stuff, and if he commands the baseball, I don't see many people getting it around on him.
I like the sound of that.
Okay, my last question for Teddy is this. We saw some guy hit the ball over the tiki hut there today in batting practice. Can you do that?
I've never done that.
Okay.
No, I've never done
that. He's being kind, I think, because I've seen him. He's got plenty of pop in his bat. Trust me. I mean, he hit that opposite field home run that was called a double. So if he can go oppo to right center field, then he can go there. So I've seen enough of Ted to know better than that.
The bouncy castle is now in foul territory.
Correct.
It used to be
in left center.
Fair territory. That's where my grandkids like to go.
That's right. That's right. So now you just hit the apartment building. That's the goal, right? That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for spending a couple of moments with us, and we now know it's Hurricane.
And we now know it's Teddy.
And we know, yes, we've uncovered a lot of mysteries during this particular conversation.
And I can't wait to hear the song about you.
Oh, yeah.
The ballad.
Yeah, the ballad. Yeah, not just a song, it's a ballad. Oh, my goodness. That's going to be great. Well, thanks for doing this. I'll let you get down, enjoy dinner, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. Teddy Payne joining us here, South Bend Cubs catcher. We'll take a break. More Sports Beat in the